slightly lower yesterday. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR Free Fire Radio 1460. And I got those mixed up. But hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, on the 24th of January, 2017, buddy. Good morning. And give me a big smile. Give me a good morning before you get in to go to work there. Come on.
Good morning.
Me a yeehaw. How can we get a yeehaw out of
it? Well, it's going to be a sunshiny day.
Oh, yeehaw.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A high of 54 degrees. Overnight low of 31. Get down a little bit, so no delicate plants outside. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, increasing clouds, but look, it's just going to be a fairly minor system coming through. Friday's high will be 58. We've gotten quite a bit of rain. We'll look at the rainfall totals in our next report, but now we've got a chance to dry out for a few days. More weather coming in after the weekend. So
again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got
next week?
There is more to come.
Is this next week?
Yeah.
Well, see, and it's 30 feet from the top.
Yep. Woodson Bridge is at flood stage. And
when you say Woodson Bridge is at flood stage,
what does that mean? Actually, it's a couple of feet shy of flood stage.
Okay, does that mean the water's right at the bottom of it? Or?
Well, no, they set a height for which the river will depart its banks and inundate the nearby trailer parks and things like that, the parks and stuff.
Yeah.
It was Tehama Bridge yesterday that was at flood stage. Woodson is pretty high, though. It's 178 feet above sea level, and flood is 183, and they are right now monitoring the situation so they can let people know nearby.
That's close. Have you ever been flooded out?
As a child in Churn Creek Bottom, yes.
Okay.
We were evacuated
both Linda
when
and
Churn
I have,
Creek overflowed.
Yeah, both Linda and I have had the house filled with water, hers in Sacramento and mine in Hawaii. And there's just nothing like having 5 feet of water in your house.
Yeah.
Or 4 feet of water. And, you know, anything from 4 feet down is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just gone. All the electrical circuits.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that's laying on the floor, anything that's in the cupboards are gone.
Water is highly destructive.
It comes out of a swamp-like area and it's got salt water in it. It just, cars... They would immediately give you the price of your car, the insurance company, and then let you buy it back for like $500.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, they give you like $6,000 or $8,000 on a car, and then you can buy it back for $500. And I said, well, okay. And he says, trust me, you will not be able to drive this past 3 months, because it was in the water and the salt water.
Oh, yeah.
And they were exactly, I mean, even though when you get it cleaned out and cleaned and did everything you possibly could to it, right? Sure enough, about 2.5 months later, the transmission seizes up.
Oh, yeah.
And it was close to base, had it towed in. This guy that from the towing company bought it from me for like $500. It was a good deal for him, but I've been paid for it already. So, anyway, floods, they're not good.
It looks like, though, the system is working as advertised, and Shasta Lake is holding it back. We'll check those levels as well as those of Lake Oroville in our next report.
Okay. Hey, we have two guests today. They're coming. They're not from here. They're from someplace else. They're not from around here. One of them is at 7:30 will be Arlie Russell Hochschild, who's a liberal out of Berkeley, and this is her self-professed liberal out of Berkeley, who wrote a book called Strangers in Their Own Land, Anger, and mourning of the American right, on the American right. Now, this thing came out, of course, before the election. I believe it came out before the election. It's brand new. In fact, I got an early copy, I believe. But the what she did was she traveled, and 2016. She traveled down in the South, and she spent time in Louisiana and these and other places. And they, you know, and what she said, you know, her study was, and she's a sociologist who has written 9 books, including The Second Shift, A Time Bind, Outsource Self. 3 of these books have been named in New York Times Notable Books of the Year. And they've been published in 16 languages. So, I mean, she kind of knows what she's talking about. But she talks in here about, and I've been trying to read it, they would keep tape recordings of what things they said.
Hmm.
And then they would do, and then they were talking to her. And at the end, she wrote them a letter. And we're going to talk to her about the letter she wrote. And what she said, you know, here are people that are, well, we're going to talk about it at 7:30, but it's really interesting. I don't know if it holds true everywhere because, you know, I don't feel like a stranger in my own land.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have, you know, that this country was based on certain founding principles and that we need to stay in those principles.
And the system has worked longer than any other.
It has. The system works.
Democratic Republic ever.
I think it does. But I tell you what, here's some things that we need to talk about today. Remember when they used to have the dredge mining?
Oh, yeah.
You know, people go out with their little dredges. It wasn't huge.
Little suction like dredge.
Little suction dredge for gold.
Yep.
Especially when gold got up as expensive as it is.
Yep.
Well, then the state came in and said, oh, no, we're going to put a moratorium on this till we study
this. It belongs
this.
To the people.
Well, you know what, you're doing the stuff. Well, they're the fish people, or not fish, but the water people, are coming here on 1 p.m. tomorrow in the city council chambers to have a kind of explanation of this law, this 2015 law that effectively stops dredging. One of the things I noticed what it said was, well, because some of the tribes are against it because they say it kicks up mercury. And the dredgers are saying, no, we suck mercury out off the bottom,
yeah,
and it gets deposited out someplace else. The other, you know, and they said, you know, that they clean, you know, the bottom of the areas, that it's, you know, other people are saying it's harming fishing, and but they can't prove it. So it's, but the law that was written makes it essentially that before you can dredge a site, you have to have a study on that site.
Of course.
Now, when you think about that, if this is the way, if I truly understood what they were saying in the article, was, well, you know what? Because of the you could be sucking up artifacts. Okay, I mean it's true, but to make sure though is that they're talking about having a study at the sites you're going to be dredging at, and I'm just thinking is how long one. How long would it take to get a study of some place? And two, how much would that cost? And three, what kind of study?
What this assures is that as many things in California which are alleged to protect the environment, it ensures that only a large, well-funded, and might I add, highly contributing to the political companies can afford to do this business. They'll be mining. It will be big companies.
Yeah.
With their lobbyists. Bet me on that.
I don't know. You know what? I never bet it, you know, betting on how low a government can go. No. No, I just don't think, you know, I remember from the movie Grease when they were singing, "How low can they go?" And I'm thinking, no, you know, you do not want to bet on how low they can go.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you make the bet and say, nothing can get lower than this, they will come back and absolutely surprise you and go, oh, no, we can go lower than this. All right, hey, we're going to take a break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Wind River Resort and Casino. And you know what? They're opening a new spa up there. Now, Bob, have you ever had a couple's massage?
No.
Now, you should take a look at this.
I'm trying to visualize it, and it just ain't coming to
you
mind.
You and Brenda on tables next to each other. Now they've already put the hot, you know, the towels on you and all this, and then these two masseuses come in, and they give you all a massage. I mean, you can hold hands if you want to, or you don't. You can talk to each other or not. But this is just one of the things they have there, beginning Wednesday, February 1st. They're going to be opening a fabulous spa amenities under new management. The retreat, Wind River Retreat, will be managed by the Wind River Resort and Casino, and will create a new and relaxing environment inside the Wind River Hotel. Now, let me tell you, we went down there before. Mm-hmm. Pretty good, man. If you have not had, you know what? You got to pamper yourself now and then. Wind River and their new spa, the Wind River Retreat, opens February 1st. Get a chance. You can take it out. You can give them a call at 530-245-9494 if you have any questions, want to schedule an appointment. Good. Cool. All right. Let's take a break. It's about 16 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Bright, 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 sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, 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 sunshiny day.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
That is so your theme. You're in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife, asking yourself, well, how did I get here?
Yeah, last thing I remember, I was running down the street in Ramadi. Bad people were doing things at me, throwing things at me. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Today's Tuesday. This is Linda's sabbatical day. She gets everything done. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here, and the temperature's 36. Give the – we somehow forgot to give –
impressive number.
You know, we forgot to do the weather.
Yeah, Carl, I did the weather.
You did the weather?
I did. What, and I said the next report. And then I said the next report. Oh. I would give you some numbers. Shasta Lake still 30 feet from the top, but here's the one that's going to catch your eye. On January the 4th, the rain gauges at Shasta Dam had recorded 30 inches of rain. As of the 23rd, because that's the most recent number available, was at 50 inches of recorded rain. In other words, 20 inches of rain
between the 4th and now.
Yeah, in 20 days.
Hey, weather
report. That ain't bad.
No. Hey, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Linda's favorite place to go to. Her favorite boutique, it's at 1322 Pine Street. Trust me, men, if you're looking for the right gift for your wife and she's been down to Dandelion, you've got it made, because they remember. They say, oh, okay, this is Linda was looking at this. And so if you're having, you know, just say, hey, why don't you go down, hun, to Dandelion Boutique? You don't have to buy anything. Of course they will. But kind of look at different things if, you know, like birthdays are coming up. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Great people down there. Okay. The battle with the media is on. With the Trump administration, there was not a day off. And this is what I think about the national level media. And I've said this since the beginning, since the day he won. Stand by, because they were so wrong. They were like fools out there. I mean, back to the last day, to the when the returns are coming in, they were saying, he's got no chance. He's got no chance. She's going to sweep it. He's lucky if he gets 210 electoral votes. You can just watch him. Right. And they were wrong. They were dead wrong. They were so wrong that it was embarrassing. And if the ones that had the guts to do it, they came out and said, well, you know, we were wrong. But now, because they were wrong, and Trump is an easy person for the media to dislike. Well, yes, he calls them names, and you know, and all this, and he's right. The attack's on. There's no honeymoon from the beginning. He gave his inauguration speech. When he gave his inauguration speech, and Chris Wallace and others came out and said it was Hitlerian. Like Hitler. Now, how you could get that out of that, because he said, make America great, or, you know, make America great again, you know, America first. Now, there was a group back in the 30s called America First that was trying to keep America out of the war. It was led by Charles Lindbergh and this. They were trying to keep us out of World War II. It's got nothing to do with that. What's wrong with saying, hey, you know what? It's like this. America is my family. And in my family comes first. And after I take care of my family, then I will take care of other people.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. America first. If looking at it like that, it doesn't mean that you go out and say America's better than anybody else and we're going to stomp on your face until you adopt our democracy like we did under Bush and somewhat under like Obama. He's just saying, you know what? We're not going to get into those wars. We're not going to get into those wars that we got into before. He was totally against the Iraq war. Anyway, the battle's on, and you can see what was happening. You know, the first thing that somebody did was they tweeted out without checking. And see, here's the thing. It's one thing to make a statement after you've checked it. But this guy, you know, from Time Magazine, who doesn't like Trump, obviously, tweeted out that the bust of Martin Luther King was gone. Now, this is old news. However, watching it last night and watching what they were saying, it was obvious that they are, you know, like I said, it started with the inaugural address, even attacking his 10-year-old boy, attacking his 10-year-old. Now, the writer from Saturday Night Live that tweeted that out, that, you know, and they said, well, we're not even going to repeat it. Well, I'll repeat it. And it said, he will be the first homeschooled shooter.
Oh.
Now think about that. Think about how low that is. Remember how we said how low people get? Well, okay. The only good thing about this was that Saturday Night Live suspended this writer indefinitely,
yeah,
as they should. Because, you know, even though she came out, oh, I'm sorry.
Leave the kids alone.
Yeah, you know, Chelsea Clinton is out there saying, leave the kids alone. Because remember when somebody came out, Saturday Night Live came out and did a skit about Chelsea Clinton. And, I mean, you talk about, you know, ticking off the president and his wife and a lot of other people. Saturday Night Live learned its lesson,
yeah,
as did everybody else. The kids are off limits. The kids are off limits. Of course, Rosie O'Donnell, who is a foul-mouthed liberal, I don't even know what else to call her, foul-mouthed liberal, is the one that's, oh, he's autistic. And then she goes back, oh, I'm sorry, I said that. That's, you know what, the barn's, you know, the horse is out of the barn.
Yeah. And, you know,
the
even,
barn is no longer around the horse.
Even the most rabid right-wing conservative left Obama's kids alone. They were off limits.
And if they didn't, they were...
They lost their job.
Well, you know what? Then, yeah, they did lose their job, and they should have. Because
yeah,
you don't go after the kids.
Exactly.
You don't go after the kids. You know, the kids did not have, you know... their life's tough enough already,
yeah,
without that. And especially, and here's a 10-year-old boy. Did you see how tall he is?
Yeah.
The kid's a tall kid. And who knows what he's going, you know, I mean, first of all, if you look at the Trump family, and I giggle a little bit about this, but if you look at his sons and daughters and the family, they are all melded together. And this, he's got, what's it, three wives? His kids are from two different mothers, and his family though has melded together,
yeah,
and the way his sons and his daughter think about him and the daughter-in-laws, they love this man, they admire this guy, so he's doing something right there. Yeah.
And for all their faults, the Obamas did fair job of shielding their kids from that fishbowl.
And you have got to give them huzzas and accolades for the way they comported themselves as the first lady and the president of the United States. There was never anything there, you know. And I hate to go back to Hillary, but every time, you know, it was scandal after scandal after scandal with Hillary and Bill Clinton. Scandal,
yeah,
after scandal after scandal. And then the Bushes came in, and there was no scandal except when Dan Rather, putting out fake news, you know, tried to besmirch his name before the next election, and all this, and was found to be false, and all this. Rather's career was destroyed. Yet now the media is going back to Rather, and he's saying, oh, well, you know, he's lying. Dan Rather talking about Trump and saying Trump's people are lying after Dan Rather was shown
that
to be
paragon of integrity there.
Yeah, that's even better. Paragon of integrity. I was going to say something nasty. Anyway, so just stand by. When you hear things from the mainstream media, what I'm saying, my friends, is this. Don't believe it. Just don't believe it's coming out in that way.
Yeah.
You can look at the Wall Street Journal. Had the same story, two different places with different headlines. And that's even the Wall Street Journal.
I would recommend, if I had Spicer's ear for just a moment, I would say don't back down, but choose your battles.
Yeah. You know, I'm still not sure.
As a military man, you know that one.
Yeah, you know what? Some things you just don't, you know, during the war in the Pacific, the Americans, the Allied forces did not attack every island. They hopscotched.
Yeah.
The Pacific, and took strategic islands, and they left the other islands alone, and knowing that they weren't going to get resupplied, and it wasn't worth going out and getting people killed for that island,
mm-hmm,
so they hopscotched it, and I would say that too, and he'll learn. But now Spicer's known as for his tenacity,
yeah,
in defending his boss. I mean, that, even back to the last Bush that was in. George W. He worked, you know, in the State Department there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it looks like the Rex Tillerson's going to be approved. If
yeah,
he hasn't been, he made it out of the committee. Not Cruz, but Rubio said, "Okay, I'll support him." McCain said he'd support him, and Lindsey said he'd support him.
Yeah, well,
they should do it.
The hardcore, we want another Bush block, is finally figuring out reality.
Well, you know what, and Lindsey Graham, it's got to be one of the funniest people I ever listened to. not funny, haha, but he's kind of like funny weird. And, I mean, and do you ever hear his, I mean, I'm sorry. Lindsey Graham.
And we sound perfectly normal, right?
Well, I tell you what. Yeah, but he doesn't have to be here every morning from 6 to 10 trying to be, you know.
Trying to be pithy.
To be pithy here and not pithy. Okay. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. We've got a the author on the line. We'll have the author on the line, Arlie Russell Hochschild. It is 7:30 here at KCNR 1460, 36 degrees. It's going to be a great day today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. It's 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the North State doing great business in the HVAC company for over 25 years, voted best in the North State, as well they should be. They are the best in the North State. Martin and his people with a veteran-owned business have done so much for so many people in our area up here. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. They're the ones that do anything that has anything to do with our heating or air conditioning is Alliance Heating and Air. I'm with Arlie, let me get this right. Hoke shelled. Is that right?
That's right.
Oh,
yep.
Thank you very much, ma'am. You know what? I talked a little bit about your book before in our first half hour here, Strangers in Their Own Land. And I get a lot of things that come across my my computer, you know, from publicists, you know, wanting to get their, you know, have their people on the air and all this. And I understand that. Most, I guess probably 95% just kind of keep on going. But when I read this, and I thought, how interesting is this? And as a self-proclaimed liberal, going out into the red, the reddest of red, to do a story, and this isn't your first rodeo, of course. I told people that you've had 9 other books. You've been named as the New York Times Notable Books of the Year, and they've been translated into 16 languages. So this is not your first time. Why the reason? Why did you write this book?
Yeah, like a lot of people 5 years ago, I could see a split happening and each side getting hardened, and Congress was at a standstill. I thought, wait a minute, this is kind of scary how divided we've become. And I realized I was in a little bubble. You know, an electronic bubble, a media bubble, a regional bubble. I thought, let me just get as far away from where I am into another cultural bubble, take my own alarm system off, moral and psychological alarm system, so I can really be curious to get to know folks to whom a different set of conclusions makes sense. I talked about it as climbing an empathy wall, and it was an incredible experience, and certainly the most interesting and even fun of all the research I've done in my life. And I made real friends on the other side. It's not that we're the Bobbsey twins; we have enormous differences. But I found I could get down to a way of talking with them where we were talking about ambivalences and, confusion and being honest with one another. So it was a great experience, and I recommend it to others.
You mean,
actually, what I would love to see?
You mean everybody talking to each other? I'm sorry, but
around the country, each get out of their enclave in the same way.
Well, you know what? That happens on a regular basis, and it's usually called boot camp at one of the militaries. you take all those preconceived notions that you've had, if in the Marines, and all those preconceived notions are left at the door, and you become really, really close with people of all levels, all different races, different backgrounds, and yet you get a Midwestern white farm boy with a kid from South LA, and they become best buddies. And,
right.
And because I think it's what you're talking about is leveling the playing ground.
Right. Exactly. So boot camp for the nation.
Boot camp for the nation.
Mine wasn't exactly boot camp, and I was sort of just the lone oddball, really trying to get to know people on the other side. But it wouldn't it be great if we had our high schools give the boot camp experience by having kids in red states spend 3 weeks with a nice family in a blue state, and vice versa. I think it would be good to get, it won't eliminate the differences, but it will give us a friendly, civil kind of floor on which to work those differences out and find common ground.
Now, and that's a good point, common ground. You were in Louisiana and other places, and and you pointed out that Louisiana, relied on the fishing industry so much. And yet the water was polluted, and the people there who relied on this, who didn't like government,
right?
Yet the government was fighting or well, the government was trying to keep the waters from being polluted, which they saw as an onerous bureaucracy on them. It's almost hard to get your arms around all this, because that's just kind of a microcosm that happens to a lot of places up in the Northern California area. It's logging that they, you know, you run into like that.
Right. And, you know, the poignant thing is that a lot of these guys that worked in the plants felt a little bit morally compromised. You know, well, we're causing the pollution. Well, it wasn't them. You know, they needed the job. It was the company that was doing that. Mm-hmm. And they loved nature. They were hunters and fishermen on their off hours. And so they wanted a clean environment. It's not that that didn't matter to them, but they'd kind of stoically gotten used to doing without it.
Yeah, I think that a lot of times that people will, they find it hard. They know what they what's right, but they have a tendency to, I think they have a tendency to, you know, to make a change that could have a definite impact on their livelihood or their families. It's really hard to do that for people.
Yeah.
They don't have that. They don't have the ability like you do to be able to put these things into words and make a good living off it. They have to do things with their hands. This is what they've been trained to do. This is what they do. And to make a big change in that means it could just end their livelihood.
Right. And they're brilliant with their hands, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's so many different ways that we are in this life. And I think we have to all of us appreciate the kinds of contribution that all of us in our different ways make, you know. So they felt put down. They felt disparaged. They felt dishonored, both as blue-collar workers and as people in the South. And they felt that their values weren't, they were held against them. I'll give you an example. One woman I met, a fantastic gospel singer in Pentecostal church, and I met her at the Republican Women of Southwest Louisiana monthly luncheon. And she said, "Oh, I love Rush Limbaugh." And I thought to myself, gee, I'd like to talk to her about that. I don't understand that. He seemed very angry and disparaging. But she left, and I said, okay, great. Let's meet for sweet teas and talk about that, if you would explain that.
Sweet tea. You know what? And a lot of people don't understand that one, the sweet tea from the South.
Oh, I fell in love with the sweet teas, actually.
I tell you what, I grew up a large part of my childhood was in the South, so sweet tea. And when you say sweet tea to people, you know, my family comes out and people talk sweet tea, it's like, huh? So, but when you said that, I knew exactly what you meant.
Yeah, it's great. And so I asked her, you know, why do you like Rush Limbaugh? Well, oh, he's my brave heart, she said. Oh, he hates feminazis. So I took a gulp at that. What did that mean? You know, well, all women who work, well, you know, must be just out for number one and kind of tough and so on. This was her image. And no care in the story. And then hates these environmental wackos. You know, they're stupid wackos. So, she's saying this, and then I'm listening neutrally, trying to get it, you know, what's behind this. And she said, are you finding it hard to hear what I'm saying? And then I suddenly felt she was, you know, watching me. And I said, actually, no. I have my alarm system off, and I'm really here to understand, and you're doing me an enormous favor to let me know you, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. She then kind of really said, you know why I really love Rush Limbaugh? It's that I think he's protecting me against liberal critics who would say of me that I'm racist, I'm homophobic, I'm sexist, and I'm fat. she said, you know, he defends me against the liberal coasts. Well, that had not dawned on me. You know, that she felt that way. So that's the kind of conversational turnaround that you can have if you're just really trying to listen.
So what was your comments back? Or did you comment back? Or you just kind of like, I know you had the tape recorder and other people would turn, you'd leave them with it and they could turn it on and off. But so what was your response to that?
It was to say, wow, I've learned something. I had no clue that you saw him as a defense against people like me. Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Where are you getting these sense of insults? So, you know, where are they coming from? Is Fox News telling you that everybody's insulting? Or are you getting it on, you know, Comedy Central and you know, redneck jokes? I mean, there are some real insults that they're in response to, and my book is saying, hey, cut that out. You know, let's have real conversations.
Right. Hey Arlie, can we keep you for a little bit longer, or do you have to run?
I do apologize. We have our next station waiting.
Okay, well, let me get those last things in here then. At the end, you wrote a letter to both the your liberal friends, liberal left,
right,
and also to the I guess you would say the right, about how and why not get to know how some people out get to know some people outside your political bubble. So
right.
how have you decided how to do that besides boot camp?
I think through a high school boot camp experience where we get every high school student living for 3 weeks in a region and a political culture that's different from the one you grew up in.
Totally different. Well, you know what? I think that's one way. Now, one last really quick. I know there are other people watching or listening or waiting. But did the election, after going through this, because you did all your research, obviously, during the election time and all this, did the election, how it ended, surprise you after everything you heard?
The enthusiasm and the buildup didn't, but the actual fact that Trump won did surprise me, I have to say.
Do you think that might be a way that the people that you've been with, the strangers in their own land, feel validated? That the things that they've been, feel like they've been under attack on for the last 8 years has been recognized and what may change? I lost her. Okay. Gosh, that was a great question, too.
Apparently the
yeah,
station,
she's on some kind of other thing. Yeah. Okay,
she's
be
on
that
a schedule.
Way. Anyway, it's Arlie, let me get it here, Hochschild, and it's called Strangers in Their Own Land, Anger and Mourning on the American Right, A Journey to the Heart of Political Divide. She's obviously, you listen to her, she comes from Berkeley. And she went down there to genuinely try to learn what causes it. She's a sociologist. And I find that very refreshing. And, you know, my analogy of boot camp, where no matter who you are, you come out of there as a team. You come out of there as a team. I'm talking Marine Corps boot camp. I'm sure the rest of them are like that to a point. National pride, national service, as somebody's putting in here. Oh, that was Bob. For 1 year. That's a good way to do it too, Bob, is you bring people in from all over. It's like the draft. The draft was a distinct leveler. It leveled the playing grounds when you had people from Harvard coming in with cholos from East LA.
Funnest people I know went through California Conservation Corps.
There you go, and they could be there. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms, John and Sarah Bastiani at 2539 Larkspur. They got, you know, I kind of wanted to come in with this one, you know, Bastiani Arms before we introduced her, talking about guns. I just kind of like introduced her to everything. Hey, they are our firearms dealer. And, in fact, I'm heading on down there Wednesday. I've got some things I want to check out because John Bastiani is the expert on what's legal and what's not legal in our state right now. He has a full selection of legal firearms that you can buy there, plus all the ammo and all the shooting accessories you could possibly want, including reloading. They have classes in CCW and hunter safety there. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222 is the phone number, and again, they're located at 2539 Larkspur, open today through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Guns.
continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on sabbatical today. It's 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 24th of January, 2017. 36 degrees. It's going to be a nice day today. Sun shining, going up to 53, and no rain, it looks like, till after the weekend, or that's what we're seeing right now. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's right. They can design and build jewelry. They can, let me see what else. They have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area, can fix any watch. They've got it all at Four Winds Jewelry, plus great prices, integrity. You can't get any better than Four Winds Jewelry. This is why I go down like looking for those. You know, when I get a gun, Linda gets something else, like, a necklace or whatever she wants. Like this, if I buy a new gun, she gets that. Four Winds Jewelry, because you can never have too many guns or too many diamonds. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now, major news from Apple.
Yes, if you own an iDevice or a Mac, you're going to want to do an update. Apple isn't giving a lot of details, but usually when an across-the-board update comes down the pipe, it is for a reason. Usually it's the engineers have discovered a hole, and they don't want to give the bad guys too many details because then everybody would be trying to exploit it. So if you own an iPhone or an iPad of a fairly recent
standing here with my iPhone.
All right. So from your home screen, go into Settings, This is really simple. If you have an eye device, and we're going to talk about this on Boomer Tech, go into Settings and Software Update.
Wait a minute. Where's that?
The settings is a little thing that looks like a gear on your main screen.
Well, no, I've got that.
Okay.
But where's it
and then soft, and then under General, it should say Software Update.
Okay.
And then say Check for Updates, and it'll tell you that you should have 10.2.1. And implement that as soon as possible. Your phone will do about a 15-minute reboot, and then you'll be protected. If you have OS X on your Mac, you'll want to also do an update.
It's got a passcode.
Well, you have to. Carl, that's how you unlock your phone.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we'll put this out on Boomer Tech Radio. If you have an iPhone, and of course I know many people who do, you're going to want to get that update installed fairly quickly, because if there is an exploit, we want to make sure that the bad guys don't get a chance to get into your stuff, because, you know, they're always trying. That one we can probably blame on the Russians. I'm not too sure about the election, but the iPhone hacks, we can blame on the Russians or Chinese, although we have some homegrown folks as well.
Okay, now, okay, we can go back into the fact that there. So yesterday you see on Chris Matthews, they have a CIA guy there. And
the Tingler.
Somebody, the Tingler, yeah, which was a movie back in one. But they're talking about that. Did the general, not Kelly, but the one that's national security advisor, did he talk to the Russians? And the one guy is saying, look, if he talked to the Russians, there's nothing wrong with him talking to the Russians. You know, I don't know, he's making, you know, he's not making deals, but he's, you know, he's talking to these people. He's known them as long as nothing nefarious is going on. Well, how do you know nothing nefarious is going on? Well, then the ex-CIA guy, used to be the ex-CIA chief of staff, says, well, you know, they're going to look at all the messages. There's nothing, he says, to indicate it. But see, they want to bring out all this stuff, anything that could possibly be negative.
Yeah.
Again, to say, well, you know, there could be something here. And even if there isn't, it's like tweeting there's no Martin Luther King bust there anymore. It puts, you know, it gets people like, and then, you know, a month later they find, okay, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm not opposed to two nations with enough ordnance between them to eliminate everything down to bacteria on the face of the earth.
Oh, no.
Being in communication and kind of staying on the same page. You know, I'm okay with that.
Hey, we had one of our friends and listeners and call in and say that the last caller or the interview with Arlie was a waste. And I'm not sure that I don't agree with that, really. And here's why. I may never agree with this lady, who seems to be a nice lady. I may never, ever agree with her. But what she did was something that was, you know, that was kind of courageous. She goes out into you know, and for her it would be like redneck, you know, God loves us, and, you know, Trump country, to find out where these differences were.
Yeah,
and
you
she
know.
Wrote about it. You know, I mean, you may not agree with it, but at least she tried, and she's right. We need to learn to talk to each other, from Berkeley to crocodile or alligator stop. You know, Louisiana. Yeah.
Not everything you hear on this station is going to be in 100% lockstep with our viewpoint.
Yeah. In fact, Jan, good morning.
Hi, Carl.
Hello.
Is the Constitution and history still taught in the school?
I'm not sure. I'm sure it is someplace. I'm not sure what kind of history.
I heard they're rewriting it. Now, I don't know news or not.
Well, it could be the understand is that in just one university, you can get your degree in history without studying American history.
I think that's a big part of the problem.
That could be. I think people don't understand.
My nephew was a conservative. He went to Chico State, started dating a liberal, and somewhere along the lines realized they didn't agree, and he became a conservative again. It's the schools as part of the problem, especially the colleges.
Well, colleges have a tendency to have a much more liberal teaching staff than they do conservative, depending on the colleges, because the ones that hire the other professors are the groups themselves. So if they're all liberal, they don't feel comfortable with having a conservative in there to tell them, you know, to argue with. So it's much easier to have another liberal in there. That just reinforces their weak point of view.
Yeah, I admire her for doing what she did. the idea of the boot camp is interesting, but I think turn the schools back to the locals, get the federal government out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Would be a bigger step.
I think if they want to do something to level it, is to have a year of national service that everybody has and goes in and does something for our country. Thanks a lot, Jan. We got to run.
Bye.
You bet. We'll be right back after these messages and the news with Katie Grun.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump spending the morning meeting with auto executives as part of his push to bring jobs back to the United States. Trump told his guest today at the White House he's looking also at easing regulations if that will help auto companies and other types of manufacturers to do more of their business in this country. Mexico's economy minister, meanwhile, warning if U.S. tax changes bite deep into the Mexican economy, there could be retaliation.
Mexican economy minister Ildefonso Guajardo says Mexico is prepared to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, but changes to U.S. tax policy which impact and affect imports will definitely be countered with a firm, similar in-kind response. President Trump signed an executive order pulling the United States out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Mexico is particularly concerned he might do the same to NAFTA and also about his proposed radical border tax punishing companies who relocate outside the United States. James Blears, Mexico.
The U.S. Senate yesterday confirming Representative Mike Pompeo to run the CIA. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has more.
Representative Mike Pompeo, a conservative Republican from Kansas who has served on the House Intelligence Committee, faced a mostly friendly confirmation hearing on January 12th. And Senate Republicans had hoped the full Senate would approve his nomination on the same day as President Donald Trump's inauguration. But Democrats succeeded in delaying the vote, saying they wanted time for debate. As the new CIA director, Mike Pompeo takes over the helm of the nation's top spy agency at a critical time for U.S. national security.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon. Meanwhile, former Defense Secretary and CIA Director Robert Gates told NBC's Today Show he is not worried about Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson's previous dealings with China and Russia.
Rex has confirmed and in office that his actions will prove that he's basically totally focused on looking out for the best interests of the United States.
More from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Texas to restore its voter ID law.
The court won't review a lower court order that found that law discriminatory. The law, as written, required voters to show one of seven official photo IDs, including concealed handgun licenses, but not college IDs. The lower court ruled it violated the Voting Rights Act. The case could come back before the high court in the future, since it's still being considered in a federal district court in Texas.
As correspondent Wally Hines reporting, Americans stepping back from their home buying habit. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes fell by 2.8% last month. The number of properties listed for sale sank to its lowest level, in fact, since 1999. The housing market has become trapped by a supply shortage. It's pushed some prices higher and may limit the potential for additional sales growth, at least in the short run. More on these stories from townhall.com. The White House says there's been no final decision on moving the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem.
On the campaign trail, then-candidate Donald Trump pledged to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. However, White House spokesman Sean Spicer says a final decision on that has yet to be made. President Trump has vowed to be a strong supporter of Israel and has invited Prime Minister Netanyahu to visit Washington next month. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A helicopter that was ferrying an injured skier off the slopes has crashed in central Italy with at least six people on board. It's the latest tragedy to hit a region slammed by recent earthquakes, heavy snowfall, and a very serious avalanche. Officials say poor visibility is hampering efforts now by rescue crews to reach the downed chopper. Looking to the financial markets on Wall Street, the Dow right now up 33.5 points, the S&P 500 up by 5, and the NASDAQ up 13 points. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's on sabbatical today, but we're here. Good morning, everybody. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Get ready to start calling. KCNR1460.com is how we're streaming. Hop into our chat room, as many have right now. And today, of course, is the 24th of January, 2017. And, Bob, what's the weather look like for today and the rest of the week?
Brisk 38 degrees in Reading this morning. Today will be 54 under sunny skies. Overnight low right around the freezing mark. Going to be on and off clouds for a couple of days through the weekend. Then next week we see more clouds moving in and some more steady rain. They've had 20 inches at Shasta Dam in 20 days. So we're looking pretty good up there. They are 30 feet down from the top. And it looks like they'll be holding back the runoff to bring us up a little closer. But they want to keep a little safety room up there. And this is all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. They have senior and veterans discounts. It's a veteran-owned business, if you didn't know that already. Give them a call, 365-3793. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And our guest, Katie Grimes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you are probably 180 degrees out from our last guest, and I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it because you don't live here, but it's a lady by the name of Arlie Hochschild. She is a sociologist who has written a number of books, been on the New York Times most notable book list, and she wrote this book called Strangers in Their Own Land, Anger and Mourning on the American Right. And her premise was she's coming from a bubble of being a liberal in Berkeley, and she wanted to understand why things were so different. And so she traveled and ended up in Louisiana and made friends there. Not that anybody's changing their political thoughts, but she made friends there. She asked questions. And what she realized is that there's a complete lack of dialogue between liberals and conservatives. And were you going to have that happen? So...
Interesting.
Well, it's an interesting premise. I think it's what I wrote was she's a liberal studying a tribe to understand their lifestyle, their mores, and since they think and believe what they think and believe was not in line with the current thought of the last administration, what she found that there are good reasons the forgotten middle exists and is growing.
Yes.
So
exactly.
Tell us who Katie Grimes is.
Well, I am a resident of Sacramento, California, and I'm a political reporter and investigative journalist, and I cover state politics from the Capitol, which is a wild ride every day. And I not only report, I write plenty of opinion, and I'm publishing in lots of different places right now, which is kind of fun. And have plenty to say about what's happening in our crazy state.
I bet. Well, let's start with, okay, now it's not in our state, but do you mind if I go national for a minute?
Oh, please.
So, the march on Saturday.
The march.
The Women's March for Equality and Women's Rights.
Yeah, I called it the March of the Uglies because these were some, and I don't even mean, what some of them looked like. There were plenty of just horrid, horrid looking women there based on what they were dressed as. This was the March of the Ugly People, They were vile. They were violent. It was a giant female adult temper tantrum is all it was. They're sore losers. And just like so many people who live in the liberal bubble, whether it's Berkeley or Hollywood or Seattle or parts of Sacramento, I can tell you I live in a liberal hellhole in my neighborhood. These people don't step outside of the bubble. They're the ones who don't talk to anybody other than those in their echo chamber. And that's what this march was about. We, on the outside of that bubble, talk to all different kinds of people. We work with all different kinds of people. We understand what another viewpoint is like and what it is like to have to work with them. These people who were marching don't. They think that everybody needs to think the way they do, and when they don't get their way, they have a four-year-old temper tantrum.
Well, do you think everybody in the march there was not willing to work with the other side, or just the organizers and the vast majority?
I would say the vast majority of the people who did that. I was in downtown Sacramento and saw the marchers here, and they made some of the Washington marchers look like Girl Scouts.
What did you notice in Sacramento? Because I didn't see any of the coverage on there.
Things that I can't repeat on the radio were put on signs.
Oh, okay.
Some of the costuming was, just absolutely vile. And then the signs were just angry, mean. It wasn't pretty. And these people who, the bulk of them, certainly not all, I think there's a lot of naive people who join these marches and wave their flags and, why can't we all get along is what's in their head. They're not paying attention to what's around them. But the bulk of these people were very, very angry. And, as I said, I think it was just a giant temper tantrum. I hope they all go home and suck their thumbs and maybe try to find a job.
Well, I understand that, what they're looking at is, well, maybe they can turn this into a political movement. I'm not sure that they can. It's one of those things that will withstand, a year. But
you're right. You're right, Carl, because what's the movement? What are they marching for? What is it that they don't currently have? They have equality. They have equal pay, and don't let anybody tell you that they don't have equal pay. Women take off more time than men do, and so that's never calculated into their take-home pay. They have beyond equal. It's middle-class white men who've lost all their rights.
Oh, well, that's an interesting concept. I tell you what, hang on to that one because I'm going to take an early break because this could last for a long time. The war that's going on perhaps isn't against women, but if you are a white, conservative, middle-aged male, might be a big battle going on too. So we're here with Katie Grimes. We're talking politics. We're talking Katie is an author and, of course, a speaker and is an investigative reporter. So she's here, and as she points out, is that the women that were in the march, for the most part, were people just terribly angry and that made their thoughts known to everybody, but in a way that probably offended a lot of people, too. So we'll be right back after these messages.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Carl, I'm thinking about a mocha.
And let's go on down then to Tobacco and Brew.
Great. I'd also like to buy some coffee beans for our dinner party next week.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'm going to go next door to their walk-in humidor. Pick up a grab bag of cigars. I always get a great deal there.
Well, then, let's go on down to Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.org.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I can do anything. I am strong.
Strong.
I am invincible.
Invincible.
I am woman.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 38 degrees out there, going up to 53 today. Sunny for it looks like through the weekend. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. This is a full-time job for the founder and the main instructor, Ted Lighty, retired Command Sergeant Major of the United States Army. And all of his instructors are NRA trained plus advanced training in many of the cases there. He has the most complete CCW training in all of Northern California and now moving down into the central and southern regions. Not only that, advanced classes, rifle classes, you name it, he's got it there at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check him out at readingccw.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. Here, I'm here with Katie Grimes, and she is just has, well, she said, talked about the Women's March in D.C. and described it, and is now saying is that the real march should be by conservative, middle class, middle age white guys. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Why is that?
Well, you look at what's happened with, frankly, identity politics. There certainly isn't anybody representing the middle class white guy, but Latinos, blacks, Asian Pacific Islanders, women, LGBT, who am I leaving? Veterans, even. I mean, poor veterans, though. They don't have much of a voice anymore. But it's everybody is represented by lobbying organizations in state capitals around the country, and they're all getting their issues legislated. And what's happened is, and I said, and I'm really not being snarky when I say women have all the rights. What these women were really, the bulk of these women were really protesting about is what they refer to as abortion rights. They have rights. They have the same rights that you have, that my husband has. That's why I call it just a giant temper tantrum. It's the middle class white men who've seen an erosion, frankly, of rights.
Well, we have, you see movies depicting us, especially if you're business owners or that we're bad people.
Yes.
And we went through a real phase of that. If you have a corporation, it's the corporate, you know, it's the corporations that are destroying.
Corporate greed.
Corporate greed. Yeah. And it's usually a middle-aged white guy.
That's
always
definitely
the bad guy. Or a fool.
I was going to say television depicts you as idiots. You're too stupid to know how to get dressed in the morning or how to feed your kids or too stupid to buy car insurance or you always need some snarky woman by your side to take care of everything for you.
Okay. Yeah. The battle, you're a reporter and a journalist. So in D.C., Sean Spicer starts off Saturday with a readout of the media, starting with the Times reporter or the Time magazine reporter who said that the Martin Luther King bust was gone, and then said, "Oh, I'm sorry, you know, it's my bad." You know, I hate it when people go, "My bad." But you know what? I hate it when my bad. Like it's like you don't really care.
Now.
It's okay, my bad. The other is, and then read out the reporters. Is that a way to start off a new presidency?
Yes. They are laying their foundation very, very quickly. And I think they did a nice job of it during the campaign. And certainly identifying the bias in the media and then the fake news. I love the fake news. But yes, I will tell you that that they are putting the media on notice that not only can Donald Trump go around them and prevent them from filtering his message, they'd better behave and just report the facts when they are invited to the White House. And it's a long time coming, I can tell you that.
Well, Spicer also used the term, I think, the next day of alternative facts. What are alternative facts?
It's a good question.
I try to take a look. You know, I wanted Obama to be a success. I wanted him to be such a success that I would vote for his reelection. I, of course, never did and opposed him.
Right.
And I applaud what Tom Hanks said when he said, I hope he does so well in that same statement. I hope he does so well that I vote for him for his reelection. But when Spicer comes out and they get into this thing about the size of the crowd and there's this alternative facts, I'm not sure that leads itself to a lot of feeling warm and safe when somebody starts using the term alternative facts. I'm not sure what that is.
Well, I think what's going on, Carl, is that Sean Spicer is taking a page out of Donald Trump's manual on how to manage the press, and they're fighting back on absolutely every issue. And right now, if they don't, that will be the toe in the door. The alternative facts issue was that first the media put out this this lie that there were more people at Obama's inauguration than at Trump's, and it was solely designed to try to embarrass Donald Trump. So that's number one. I, as a reporter, the first thing I do is go right to motive. What is the motive here? And that was designed to embarrass Donald Trump. So as Sean Spicer was talking about alternative facts, he was saying they claimed that there were more people watching this inauguration than in history, and largely because of all the people that were able to do it on their,
internet,
iPad,
iPad, internet, all that.
Exactly.
I understand
Not
that
part. Not to mention all of the tickets that were purchased on public transportation, but the National Park Service doesn't actually count bodies there. So, it seems like it might have been a kind of a pissy thing to argue about, but I know why he did it.
Well, I understand why, but you know what? I've been in the military for a long time. You realize there's battles you're going to fight and battles you're not going to fight.
Correct.
And I think there's going to be so many important things that's being done to start off with a fist fight over, okay, all right, you know what, you have your numbers, we know how many people listened or watched, and we had somebody that was at the march, was or not the march, but the inauguration. He said they put out these white grass coverings.
Yes.
And what that did was it just you know, magnifies the fact if there's an opening there, which you never
right.
had before. And I understand that. And frankly, I didn't expect as many people to come to Trump's inauguration as they did Obama's. Because,
yeah.
and let's face it, that was historic. But to get into this, it seems to me is that we've got the battle for the Supreme Court. And everything else, he'll get all of his cabinet members and all this. But this battle for Supreme Court is going to be a huge, huge war.
Oh, yeah. And they'll fight it.
It's going to be interesting.
I think just that they're showing that they're going to fight for everything, and that includes the truth, even on something that seems so insignificant.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You have a question?
Quick comment. The lady in the previous hour commented about the lack of dialogue between liberals and conservatives. You mentioned it at the top of this hour.
Yeah.
Being one of those unfortunate dupes on Facebook, my stepdaughter, who is a biology teacher down out of Fresno, and was converted to liberalism when she hit Fresno State University.
Uh-huh.
Converted. In a big way. She has a lot of followers, and she posted some stuff about this march, and she participated in the so-called march down in Fresno. And I asked a simple question on one of her posts. I said, what exactly was the march about? What are you marching about? And one of her friends, Facebook friends, answered me and said, I'm not going to waste my time telling you. You wouldn't understand. And that was the end of the remark. And to me, that is so typical of the infantile sixth grade type schoolyard response when you don't have an answer.
Yeah, if I have to tell you, you wouldn't understand it. That
that's
kind of thing.
Exactly correct.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. All right.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Bob. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Wanted to share that with you. Like, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You bet, sir. All right. Yeah, I think that this dialogue that if we're do you believe that we're further apart than we've ever been? I mean, not counting the Civil War. I mean, we haven't gone to war yet.
Ideologically, except that what's the other side fighting for? I mean, we knew what was going on in the Civil War.
Right.
On what's the left fighting for? I mean, what these women should have been screaming about is, we want our free stuff. We want you taxpayers to continue paying for all the free stuff we're getting. Is that what they're fighting for? I mean, other than that, what rights don't they have?
I heard the discussion is that there is the affluent that for some reason have decided that, in not every case, of course, that the liberal cause is the one that they are going to support. That many of the people that you see supporting the liberal side are the ones who have money.
Yes.
And they are trying to, it's either they feel bad or they want to share or something like that. But they are that part, you know, the coast, which have got more money than the interior. And is it a class warfare we're looking at?
Well, it's never been more evident than it is right now. That's for sure. And particularly in a state like ours. And you know, this is what the last 8 years of this, you know, of the Obama administration did. The favored wealthy got richer. The working class got significantly poorer,
mm-hmm.
Or stagnated at best. And that's cronyism politics at work. So, you know, yeah, that's a big divide, and that's a big problem in our state.
Well, it's not just our state, too. I'm sure
you look at
the coast all the way up through Washington State. If
yes.
you're on the coast, which has the most people, they vote one way, and as soon as you go east of the freeway, they vote another way. But
yes.
there's not enough people to change that. California is what, 60% Democrat, and you know, so if you're expecting this to change in the next year, it's going to be tough.
I look at it like it's
not so much liberal conservative, though that plays a big part, as it is the economic sides of the country.
Absolutely. And that's why I think what's going to happen this next year is the contrast is going to become even more stark. I mean, we already have Governor Brown talking about raising a gas tax by 45%. There were 650 taxing or bond ballot measures on this on the November election throughout the state, and the bulk of them did pass. We're going to see this again and again and again to try to backfill his, you know, the governor's false budget. And I think at some point there's going to be even people on the coast who say, hold it, enough. You know, when is more tax not enough, or when is it enough? And it's going to take that. It's going to have to get uglier in this state economically for, you know, liberals to say, stop it.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to get that high. Okay, we've got to take a break here, Katie, and we have people lined up here to talk to you. You've got a lot of fans up here.
Good.
Yeah, well, you know.
I love it up there.
Yeah, it's great up here. Hey, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our local dish satellite business, B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call your local TV experts, B&T Satellite, at 241-DISH. That's right, 241-DISH, and you can save $100 and help a local veteran save $100 also. Find out how you can save that $100 by giving 241-DISH a phone call. It's a veteran-owned business, and Doug Tooley takes care of his customers, and he will help in anything that you're trying to do when you're trying to get the latest in news, new packages, all of that. B&T Satellite, 241-DISH. Hey, we'll be right back with Katie Grimes right after these messages.
Manager at the Cascade Theater, and I would like to invite you to join us for the second annual Signature Gala. This classy and exciting event will be held on Saturday, January 28th. Dance the night away and sip on complimentary champagne and snack on past hors d'oeuvres while you mingle with friends and bid on a fantastic selection of live and silent auction items, including autographed posters of some of the most renowned musical artists to visit the Cascade Theater. Then get your dancing shoes on, because our DJ will have you dancing into the night. This elegant evening cannot be missed. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the theater's ongoing restoration and preservation projects and will assist in bringing the big names and music right to your front door. Tickets are just $25 and can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Mark your calendar for the annual Signature Gala, January 28th, 7 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable.
with no questions asked. No matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I am still living with your ghost.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 8:34 in the morning here on the 24th of January, 2017. 38 degrees, going up to 53 today. It's going to be a nice sunny day. Going down to 31 tonight. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. In this portion of the show, brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, the very best place in the world to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Yeah. You know, and Katie, you ought to really like this. Man's Last Strongholds. My, you like that? It's on the window there. And as my wife says, when she walks in there, she goes, wow, the testosterone in this place, you know, takes all the curl out of your hair. But
we don't see that very often.
Yeah. I've been in places where people said there's so much testosterone in here that the wallpaper's sliding off. But that was, you know, usually in a different country in combat. So. Katie Grimes is our guest. And Katie, people have been calling in. They want your websites. They want to know how they follow you. And then we're going to talk to Henry right after that.
Oh, okay. The best place to find everything I write is on my Facebook page, which is just Katie Grimes, and it's KatyGrimes. In California, I write for the Flash Report, which is flashreport.org. I write for Canada Free Press pretty regularly. And Front Page Mag and Legal Insurrection sometimes. But the best place, kind of the clearinghouse, is Facebook.
Okay. And that's where, in fact, if you look at our Facebook page, you know, when I announce who's on there, you'll see her photo there. So you can identify her if you ever see her setting fires in liberal neighborhoods. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning. You have a question for Katie.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, it's more of a statement, but did she realize that Trump, in his first week in office, has got more women to exercise than Michelle Obama did in 8 years?
Yes, I did.
I think I heard that someplace. Thank you, Henry.
So I thought I'd let you go with that thought.
Okay. Thank you, Henry.
Thank you, Henry.
Usually, our hand always hovers over the dump button when Henry calls, because sometimes you can't tell. He and Nick surprises us now and then too. Okay, Katie, let's talk closer here. Let's get into California. I mean, we've become a state that is totally dominated by the Democrats. They can pass any law they want. And as you just pointed out, is that Governor Brown wants to increase our gas tax by 17 cents a gallon. They've already increased the cigarette tax by like a dollar a pack. They're taking bullets now, and to buy a box of ammo cost an extra dollar after you have yourself go through the background investigations and all this. At what point does this system break down?
It's everybody's best guess, that's for darn sure. But I think what we are going to see is the Democrats who run this state have been out of control for 8 years because of what was going on in the federal government also. Right now, while it may not look like it because of all the bravado and chest thumping coming out of the state capitol, I think they're terrified of a Trump presidency. And we saw a little glimpse of that this week when they announced that they would not be pursuing allowing illegal aliens on Obamacare. Remember, they had passed that law last year, which is a, you know, lawless law, another one. But they just announced that, well, maybe in fact we won't do this.
Oh, really? I didn't see that one. So they're saying they may not let illegals on Obamacare and the affordable care system, huh?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Look at it. Yeah, you said, you know, so many things are economic.
It is. It's all economic.
California is probably about to have its $20 billion of Obamacare contribution cut. I think they're terrified. And we also see the threats to cut federal funding to the 35 sanctuary cities we have in this state.
Which, I say bring it on.
Which, by the way, I just saw a poll from UC Berkeley that said that 67% of the California residents, 67%, and this is from Berkeley, do not support sanctuary cities.
That's right.
So you think about this, is that if that big majority you haven't seen in a long time are against sanctuary cities, do you think that this is going to get to the governor's head and maybe some other people?
Oh, no, they're just digging their heels in. Maybe right before the federal funding gets cut, they do something. But I think we're going to see, you know, there's a new sheriff in town in Washington, D.C., and it is going to impact California. And I am very, very excited and very hopeful that this presidential administration does set its sights on California, because when California is doing well, so is the rest of the country. When California is not doing well, as we are not doing, it tends to drag down, you know, it's problematic. I mean, we soak up a lot of federal funds in this state.
Yeah, but we're still paying more in than we get back. Is that correct?
Actually, we're not.
Not anymore?
That's a liberal falsehood.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not true at all.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning. You have a question for Katie?
Yes, I do. Good morning. Oh, I hope Katie can come back again. She's awesome. I met her at the Patriots meeting last fall, I believe it was. If I can quickly address the, I think it's Ashley Judd that had the nasty woman comment. And though her point is a good point when she's discussing that feminine hygiene products are continually taxed, and while men do not get taxed for Rogaine or Viagra, it's a good point, but when you're using either oil or vinegar instead of honey and sugar, this is where people lose the connection and the thought, the purpose sometimes gets diluted. So this issue of the feminine hygiene products being taxed belongs to the administrations way before Trump. So again, there seems to be this extra dumping of all these issues and concerns. And I personally do quite a bit of activism, and we make it a suggestion to people that want to join us, whether it's vaccines or geoengineering, to keep the messages not so vulgar, because you lose your people that want to join in. My last comment is about the transgender issues with the military. Though it's a difficult and challenging thing to do, I'm not so sure while you're in the military is the best time to pursue transgender issues with hormones and surgeries and so forth while we pay for that. So I think there's some very good points. I think it's just the way this group is currently going is certainly not what I can.
Well, I think what you're, you know, Lori, is that when you see, you know, you may want to have, you may want to go out and say, hey, look, I really think women should be paid more, you know, if that's what your issue is. Or I really think there should be equality in something, whatever it is, in the jobs. But yet you get into a group that's wearing, I mean, the replicas of a woman's sexual organs around their body. And other things that you see that are just embarrassing, you know, it kind of loses what you're marching for when the people look at it and they immediately think angry women, and you know what, it doesn't make any difference because they're just angry and, you know, what are they talking about, you know, and all that stuff. So I think you're right, Lori.
Yep, and in closing, yes. I don't think it helps when you keep putting on labels like people, oh, they're the snowflakes and such and such. I mean, once in a while, it's funny in the beginning, and then after a while, it's like
it's time to quit.
Not funny anymore. It adds to the divisiveness. So, I don't know. It's just, I think it's good that we have this dialogue, and thank you, Carl. And maybe Linda can join in the conversation down the road, too, that we keep on top of this.
Well, we know what we're going to do is, you know, Katie is, we thank Katie so much for being here. We got another, like, 17 minutes. But we're also bringing in women who have marched in D.C. And just, I want to talk to them and see, you know, what was accomplished there, what they went there for and all that. People from around here. So that should be interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Katie. All right. So we talked before, and I've talked to other people too, that there's other states that are just every time we make a new pronouncement or something else, they just revel in it because it means more businesses moving into their state.
Yes.
Have you, when you do your reporting, do you find things that have you ever covered that part of it?
Oh yes, actually, there was a number of years where I was, keeping a tally of
the businesses that were leaving or the businesses headquartered in California that were threatening to leave. And in 2012, I had an opportunity to interview Andy Puzder, who now is going to be in the Trump administration, and he's the head of Carl's Jr. and Hardee's restaurants. And he was one of the early ones who said, you know, to California and Governor Brown, hey, you better pay attention because I can open a restaurant in Texas in under 2 months, but in California it takes me over 2 years. And, of course, you know, Governor Brown thumbed his nose at them, and they ended up opening 300 more restaurants in Texas and no more in California. And then, what was it, just last year or the year before, they ended up moving their headquarters, I think, to Tennessee. But there have been so many stories like that, small businesses and large businesses. And but what I will tell you, Carl, is that the people in the Capitol don't know anybody who works in manufacturing or works for Hardee's restaurant or who works for a tire manufacturer, or they don't know these people. They talk about living in a bubble. They live in a political bubble, and it's a big echo chamber. And we don't have business people in the Capitol.
We
and
don't.
That's a huge problem. Yeah, Governor Brown's never run anything in his life.
Well, you know, we, talking to Brian Daly, who's our representative here, our assemblyman,
yes.
And the
He's
thing
good.
That's, oh, he is. And what struck Brian when he first got there, he says, there's nobody here who's got jobs or businesses.
No.
They've all come out of government, other government jobs, they've never had a business. They may have been, government workers, maybe a lawyer or something. That doesn't mean that lawyer doesn't have a job. But you know, but owning businesses where you're having to make bottom lines and you don't get a paycheck, but your people do and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's just amazing. And then he said, the other thing that's amazing is they don't know there's anything north of Sacramento.
That's right.
And that.
No, they're clueless.
They're clueless.
Absolutely. And that's why I call it that echo chamber. There are people in the state capitol who are making decisions about businesses who have never signed the front of a paycheck.
Yeah.
In fact, most of them haven't. We've got people in the Senate and the Assembly who were nothing more than union community organizers. And that's where they got their start. Even if they went to law school, they worked for a labor union. They don't have a clue about the real people. And frankly, they don't want to know.
Yeah.
They're very, it's an elitist, an elitist government bubble, and anytime the regular people, the working people, have a chance to come to Sacramento and testify at a committee hearing on some business job killing bill, they're on their Blackberries texting each other, and they're not paying any attention. They're not listening to people, and we certainly don't have much help from the media in that regard either.
Yeah. Okay, our guest is Katie Grimes, who is a author and political correspondent, journalist, an investigative journalist, and we're going to take a quick break here and come back for our last segment. We'll be right back after these messages. It's about 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's still 38 degrees, going up to 53 today. And stand by for the next one, because I have a couple other questions that I should turn Katie loose on. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Coming to the Cascade Theater this February, it's Midtown Men. It's a high-octane concert celebrating the best of the 60s, reuniting four stars from the original cast of Broadway's Jersey Boys.
Can't buy me love.
Midtown Men, Thursday, February 2nd at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I sing her in a smoky room. I smell her wine and cheap perfume.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda's off on Tuesdays, as everybody knows, taking care of us. Welcome back, everybody. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, you're looking for help inside the home, in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term. You're not going to find any better than Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Every one of their people are trained, background checked, insured, everything you could possibly imagine. Home Helpers is the place that I would go to if I wanted to have in-home health care services for my family. Give them a call at 226-8350. Home Helpers, Sharon Clark. We're here with Katie Grimes, and Katie, we got Gary on the phone. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question or a comment for Katie?
Yeah, I've got a question. Katie, with the state budget look like it's dipping down, could you talk just for a minute on CalPERS unfunded pensions, underfunded pensions, and even the PARS retirement plan?
I didn't hear the end
of
that.
Okay, he said the CalPERS or California retirement system. Do you have comments on that?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, where do I begin?
Well, we've only got like 8 minutes left, so.
Yeah, this could be a master's thesis. The California's unfunded pension liability obligation is over $1 trillion at this point, and it is never, ever included in the governor's budget. They actually remove the debt in order to claim that California's budget is balanced, which it's clearly not. And they don't have a plan for paying back, you know, for paying these pension obligations. And it's like we're watching a train wreck in slow motion because it's going to come due. And I'm very, very concerned that we're going to see municipalities around the state unable to tax themselves out of it. There's absolutely no way that every man, woman, and child in the state can come up with $22,000 as their portion of the pension obligation. And so I'm greatly concerned about, you know, CalPERS continuing to, promise returns that are not possible, that nobody else is getting on their retirement accounts, and the governor just looking the other way.
Well, you know, the thing about it, it's hitting us here in town, too. We're spending we got hit with a crisis. We had to let go, or as people retire, we couldn't replace them in our police force. So we're spending $1 million more than we were 6 years ago, and we've got like 30 policemen less. And the big part of this
so
is,
are we.
Yeah, well, everybody's running into this is because of this, this debacle in CalPERS. And yet, nobody seems to be able to get their arms around it. Our people here said, you know, our city council here is just, I think it is so enormous that they don't really know what to do about it. Except
that's
they
say,
exactly we'll pay it off. Well, no, you may not pay it off.
No, they don't have the ability to pay it off. And that's why I said there's absolutely no way that they can tax every man, woman, child in the state, the $22,000 each that we would owe to pay this debt. And none of the officials in charge, nobody in the legislature except Senator John Morlock, who is a CPA from Orange County. He's the one that got Orange County out of their bankruptcy. He is the only one who really can speak to this and explain what has to happen. And the governor and the Democrats in charge don't want to hear it. And it could be dealt with, but it would take some time and a lot of fiscal discipline.
Well, you know, and we can't, you know, that's never going to happen as long as we're trying to build these high-speed trains. Let's go to the phone. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Nick, don't make us dump you, all right?
Okay. Hey, thank you for acknowledging that we actually get more money back than we ship to Washington, D.C. I came up with the idea about 3 weeks ago that, in reality, California is a welfare state. It doesn't have the fifth, the eight-tenths largest economy, because if we didn't have welfare and food stamps, we'd dry up. We wouldn't have any money. Same with HUD. Where would California be without HUD or our Army bases? Do you have any thoughts on that? And maybe the Cal exit is a strategy to get more money because they think they'd get some more through foreign aid. What do you think?
Oh, boy. Wow. Loaded. The California is home to one-third of all the welfare recipients in the country, and yet our population certainly is not one-third of the country. Yet we are a gigantic welfare state, and Nick is right that if we didn't have welfare and food stamps, well, frankly, our budget would look a lot better. As for the Cal exit, I don't think that's going to happen. But, yeah, there's something really fishy going on, given that the guy behind it's living in Russia and trying to make California a sovereign nation is rather nefarious.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm surprised we haven't gotten a phone call, but, you know, we've still got 3 minutes, but I'm not taking any more phone calls here. I'm not taking any more phone calls. Okay, who's that? Anyway, I'm not taking any more about this leaving the nation. I mean, there was, and I'm not sure, you know, I don't believe polls unless I know exactly who took it and exactly what they asked. Said that 50% of the people think that California should leave the union.
No. That was a very heavily weighted poll.
Yeah, don't
believe it. It's not true. More people are frankly excited about State of Jefferson becoming its own state than they are about California leaving the country.
That is a totally in. So don't call it State of Jefferson, guys, because we've only got like 2 minutes left. Okay, Katie, what would you like to see the administration do, Trump do? Now, he's already signed he's already reversed the abortion money, the money going to abortions for the world.
Yeah,
and everybody goes, oh, no. This has gone on for years. Reagan started it, and then every time there's a change in administrations, they change it. So he killed the TPP, which the unions loved. Where do you think, you know, where's he going?
Oh, my gosh. Take a look at his campaign promises.
Yeah.
He's already acting on them. It's very exciting. Look, his focus is the economy, jobs. He knows that the more jobs, the more people in this country working, the better our economy is going to be. And that's something that liberals do not understand. I am very, very excited about his economic plan. And I think we're all going to benefit from it, even those of us stuck here in California.
I tell you, his plan on the infrastructure, I don't know where he's going to get the money from. But his plan on rebuilding the infrastructure is outstanding.
But he says, the more people that are working, the more people are paying taxes into the system. We just have 95 million people not in the workforce. Imagine if even half of those people were back in the workforce and contributing to the government. There's your infrastructure money.
And had a well-paying job.
Oh, you got it.
Okay. Katie Grimes. Yeah. Katie Grimes is – you can get a hold of her at the – go on Facebook and look for Katie Grimes, and that kind of ties into everything she's writing and all that. Do you have happy days here? Or, I mean, are you in happy day land now?
Because I am a citizen of the United States, I am.
Yeah.
as a resident of California, that's my sad face.
You ever thought about – okay, you just got like 30 seconds. You ever thought about leaving?
Toyed with the idea, but I'm a native. I'd rather stay and fight.
There you go. Katie Grimes, it won't be the last time you're on, Katie. And
thanks, Carl.
It's been fun talking to you. And, you know, this is the kind of days where I can bring in somebody from Berkeley and then somebody from Sacramento with two diametrically opposed viewpoints and
have the
same show. I love it. Okay. Have a great day, Katie. Thanks a lot. Hey, everybody.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, everybody. It's the good guys against the bad guys. You know what? Not everybody's a bad guy that doesn't agree with you. So, you know, head on out there and try to reach out there today to that person that doesn't agree with you politically and come up with some common ground. We'll be back tomorrow.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
After languishing on President Obama's watch, a couple of big pipeline projects are getting a jump start thanks to President Trump. He's taken executive action to advance construction of the Keystone XL and Dakota Access Oil pipelines. The president says so much red tape has been smothering progress in America.
We intend to fix our country, our bridges, our roadways. We can't be in an environmental process for 15 years if a bridge is going to be falling down or if a highway is crumbling.
The president says he's committed to expediting environmental reviews and approvals. He also says he'll make a decision about a Supreme Court nominee later this week with the announcement next week. Senate committees have been busy approving more of the president's